Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Roundtable with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
That's what I get, Phil, so aren't you proud of me?
No, I'm not proud of you, because 7 days ago you were losing your damn mind that it was Mark Pope.
I know.
And now you're saying you're being part of the solution now by contributing $41 a month?
I have to do this because every other take I have is negative. I have to do something to...
But nobody questions your allegiances.
Oh, you want... Well, but this is BBN, Phil. Did you listen to me?
Look, you like fanboyed when Orlando Antigua came on these airwaves.
I know.
And so everybody, the BBN diehards know what side of the BBN land you're on. You're on the good. Just because you disagree with this, it's 7 days ago you were the Popeyes employee on the bench that was physically ill and tired.
Just tired of the chicken sandwich.
And now you're donating to the collective.
I got to do something to help them out, because all I'm seeing is a bunch of white Mormons.
Hey, welcome to the show. Is the Roundtable here on ESPN 680, 105.7. Happy Friday, everybody. And boy, it's thunder over Louisville Eve. James Black back at the studio. Hello, James.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon to you, too. Max Godby, you'll be along here shortly. I'm out here at 812 Hemp, right off the Lewis and Clark Parkway in Clarksville, Indiana, right next door to Kroger Court Physical Therapy. This is my go-to spot over here. Whenever I need anything CBD or hemp-related, you might be able to find me here on a Friday or a Saturday. But the reason why I'm here, as I said, it is Thunder over Louisville Eve, and it's the biggest party of the year, 420 and Thunder over Louisville, and 502 Hemp and 812 Hemp will be there. If you go to any of the stores, including the store I'm in right now, use the code 420FUN at checkout to save 25% off your entire purchase, either in store or online at 502hemp.com. Grab your best buds and head down to Thunder for an explosive 420 time. You hear that? Okay. They're going to have a booth out there. And this sale, it runs through the 22nd. So it actually started yesterday, but it'll go through the weekend and even into Monday. They also have CBD for pets here. I have some of that at home myself. Whenever we have fireworks or anything crazy going on in the neighborhood, we give it to our pets. They chill out. It's great. So if you live downtown or near downtown and you have pets and fireworks bother them, you don't have to get a better dog. Like Locke McClain said that one time, you know, you don't have to do that. Just get a better CBD for your pets, okay? So they have that here as well. Their biggest sale of the year, they're the official CBD and hemp provider of the Kentucky Derby Festival. So we're very happy to be here with our partners and our friends today. Again, come say hello. But if you can't make it out here to 812 Hemp, go over to 502 Hemp over there in the Douglas Hills location, right down the street from Oxmoor Mall, and check them out there. And yeah, we'll have a good time, but we'll mention that as we go through the show. But 437-9670 UPS Jobs text line. I have James update the text line with us every once in a while. And as I said, Max Godby, our good friend, he'll be here at around 3:30 here, second segment. Also, we'll have our good friend from Lou City FC Racing Louisville, Jonathan Littner. He'll join us about 3:45. He'll call into the show and tell us what's going on this weekend. Big event going on tomorrow as well. I mean, we were smack in the middle of it, folks. It's derby season. It's that time. There's something going on every day, almost every weekend. There's going to be stuff leading up to the Derby, Chow Wagon, the Great Boat Race, the Bed Races, the Kentucky Derby, Thurby, Oaks, you name it. We're going to do it. We're going to party. We're going to have a damn good time and start us off with 502 Hemp or 812 Hemp. I mean, my goodness, Mark Blankenbaker and Drew Diener, I heard Rhett at Keeneland yesterday having the best of times out there. So they're already prepping for the Derby. I don't know if they know a horse yet, but they're having a good time. So there's that. All right, let's go ahead and start the show. Oh, and Mixtape 530 as well. Mixtape 530 as well. Let's go ahead and begin today. So, as you heard, the beginning of the show, the opening liner there, Phil Baker and I yesterday kind of going back and forth about, you know, my allegiance and what I think about Mark Pope and everything is going on. And look, yesterday, it wasn't my finest hour as far as my thoughts on Kentucky and Mark Pope, especially if you were on Twitter at about 7:30, 8 o'clock, and we'll get to that here in a second. But it was, you know, it was. You had the Reed Shepherd declaring for the draft moment. You had Ali Khalifa, you know, commit to Louisville. And again, I didn't think much of him as a player. And then you add to the fact that he's not even going to play this season. And for a good reason. No, he's redshirting because he has a knee injury and he wants to rehab. But this idea that Ali Khalifa is this game-changing, monumental get for Pat Kelsey over Mark Pope. Again, if his numbers were better, if he's playing this year, argument there. If you want to say that Mark Pope lost him to Pat Kelsey, that's fine. I don't think there's a disagreement there. But the impact of that, it was more of a symbolic thing than anything else. Okay, but you had that go on yesterday. Jaden Quaintance on campus today. I know there's been some pictures floating around of Jaden Quaintance at the airport. Jaden Quaintance running into Louisville fans around the Yum Center around campus. So he's there doing his visit today. So it was all of those things happened at about the same time, kind of, you know, the Jaden Quaintance news, the idea that Ali Khalifa is going to Louisville and then Reed Shepherd. And let's be fair, I was down in the dumps. And last night, as I was kind of thinking about things, I was, okay, so what's Mark Pope doing? Wake up, Big Pope, as they used to say about wake up, Big John. Wake up, Big Mark. And by golly, Big Mark woke up. And we actually got some news about the staff. There are actually some players that might be close to committing to Kentucky soon. Trulli Donovan's already called one of them. Not called like on the phone, but has already told us that this is a likely thing that's going to happen. But let's start with the Pope stuff, as far as the staff is first, okay? And I've calmed down. I'm okay. I've backed off the ledge. I've now been able to convince myself, James, and all of my other listeners out there that this is the new Kentucky basketball. And not only is it the new Kentucky basketball, it's just the new landscape of college basketball. Whereas the old, and I was wrong in this. I may have been right when it first happened, but I end up being wrong. The idea that some of these mid-major players cannot translate to a high major level. And, you know, again, it's tough to have an entire team of those guys, but it is important now that we've seen some guys around here, like a Carlick Jones, the Radford Warrior, and Antonio Reeves, Damian Lee, you know, just to name a few that have shown up and made an impact at whatever school they choose in this area. And this is how Mark Pope is going to have to operate in order to build a roster, because he doesn't have a roster. It's depleted, much like many rosters we've seen around the country. I mean, Louisville's doing the same thing with Pat Kelsey. Duke is going to have to do the same thing, and we'll get more into that. But, I mean, Duke goes to the Elite Eight, the preseason number one team, and they're losing all of their players. Like, all of their players are in the portal except for, like, two. And this is just the world we live in. So now, instead of me being a snobby, you know, hoity-toity, bougie Kentucky fan that looks down on these mid-major guys, I can no longer do that. Because this is college basketball, and this is what Mark Pope has to do. Maybe he gets into better recruiting next season. The pickings are slim when it comes to recruiting. I mean, the biggest recruits left out there right now are Boogie Fland, thought to go to maybe Arkansas. Jaden Quaintance visiting Louisville. And then Liam McNeely, Kentucky, is on his list. Mark Pope did Zoom with him earlier this week. But other than that, there aren't a lot of five-star freshmen out there left for Mark Pope to get. So what's left? Transfer portal guys. And the bulk of these transfer portal guys right now are coming from the mid-major ranks. Now, there are some that are the Power 5 level. We'll see some more trickle out, and we saw a few today as well. But with Mark Pope, this is how he's going to have to construct his first roster at Kentucky. And to help him construct this roster at Kentucky, he didn't announce, but Kyle Tucker announced yesterday via Twitter. Matt Norlander followed it up, but I'll read some of what Matt Norlander says. He's got some staff members, finally. Obviously, we heard about Cody Fuger earlier this week. That's supposed to be official today at some point. Longtime former Nevada, Georgia, and Cal head coach Mark Fox to fill a Bruiser Flint. This is all coming from Kyle Tucker's Twitter, by the way, at Kyle_ATH. Continuing, Mark Fox to fill a Bruiser-type non-recruiting role. So his role is going to be that defensive guy. He had some good defense. He's honestly is, and everyone's going to be like, oh, Strabo, you're full of it. He's honestly the best coach that Georgia's had since I don't know when. He was better than Tom Crean. He's been better than Mike White's been there. Again, I'm not saying Mark Pope is some coaching genius, but he's the type of guy, former head coach, that a lot of these new coaches have on the staff. Kenny Payne chose Danny Manning as his. Mark Pope chose Mark Fox, and they do have a relationship. Mark Fox gave Mark Pope his first big job in college with Georgia. And then the big one, former Syracuse NBA guard Jason Hart. He was the USC assistant. He had a G League Ignite. He was a G League Ignite head coach and also regular assistant. Now, this guy, compared to some of the others on the list, seems to be the home run hire. Jeff Goodman has some nice things to say about him, and I'll follow that up with what Matt Norlander says here as well. We tried to get him on the show today, didn't hear anything back, so I guess Matt's busy. Maybe try to get him on next week. Oh, there's your mom, kids. See y'all later. Get him back next week. We'll see. All right, so Matt Norlander tweeted this in reply to Kyle Tucker's tweet about Mark Pope's staff. He says, Kyle is all over it. Everything he has below is accurate. As I said on the pod this AM, Cody Fuger's been on board. Jason Hart joined last night. Third assistant spot is not yet done, but will be soon. Pope has been flying across the country all day on recruiting visits as well. He says, though, he adds the following, more on Kentucky recruiting. I was told by sources, not all connected to UK, that almost every notable high major transfer in the portal that hasn't committed any elsewhere already has, at the very least, made contact with Kentucky and inquired about potentially playing for Pope. The addition of Jason Hart is a huge get for Pope in UK. He's coached pros for years and comes with a big-time reputation in basketball circles. Mark Fox, who still has to be 100% say yes, not there yet, would be special assistant to Pope, not on the road. Fox gave Pope his first job in college basketball. So that's kind of the synopsis of the staff hirings that were announced, or imminent staff hirings, I guess is the better thing to say, were announced yesterday by Matt Norlander. I guess the one thing that you really, really want to see and love to hear as a Kentucky fan is the addition of Jason Hart. That is the recruiting specialist. That is the guy that has the connections as far as high school basketball is concerned, as far as the NBA G League is concerned. If you want to talk about getting guys from overtime and in places like that, he has those connections. So he's checking those boxes as the, you know, as some of us, including myself, clamored for maybe Orlando Ortigua or Kenny Payne or someone regarding that. We do have a person like that on staff. Now, those are only three names. Mark Pope is still able to hire two more coaches. So more names will come out as the weeks or maybe even next week rolls along. So as I and many people in BBN got all in our feelings over this stuff, for good reason or not, you can be the decision maker in that. Some people called me whiny, and that's fair. That's fair. I came off as whiny. I'm not going to run and hide from that. It was bad. I was bad last night on Twitter, folks. I was bad. But I've had a change of heart. I had a nice sleep last night, and I'm feeling much better about things. I even bought myself, you love this, James, I even bought myself a Club Blue Polo. How about that? I had that $15 off coupon code, James. Yeah, it should be coming in the mail here soon along with my UK swag bag. But here we go. Mark Pope is doing the things that we wanted to see him do, including being in on some players, all right? So there is a thought out there that there may be a double commitment here coming soon. According to Trilly Donovan, Amari Williams is already in the fold, just needs to announce that. So that is Drexel transfer Amari Williams, 12.2 points per game, 7.8 rebound per game, and then 1.8 blocks per game. And there's also the Utah State Grants transfer. And this is an awesome name. You'll love this. His name's Great Osabor. He's the number 5 ranked player in the portal, 17.7 points per game, 9 rebounds per game. Mark Pope is either visiting him today or he's already visited him today, one of the two. So if we get those two guys as the first off the board, including Colin Chandler and perhaps a Travis Perry, if he sticks around, the all thoughts are that he will, it's a good start for Mark Pope. These are the types of guys that can help build a foundation for a team for Mark Pope his first year. And there's going to be more to come. So, I mean, you have all these Duke players now that are in the transfer portal. You're going to have more guys in the transfer portal. It's all about how does Mark Pope work the transfer portal? How does he make sure that he's in on these big names and he lands some of these big names? Look, I'm not going to sit here and run from it. I mean, Amari Williams would be a nice get. He'd be a nice get. I'm more concerned with a guy like Osabor. He's the one that I think that would be his first major land at Kentucky. Again, number 5, he's a top 5 transfer. Here's a little bit more on Osabor. Some cat's paws, our friends over there. Chris Fisher, 247, new Kentucky head coach Mark Pope is scheduled to meet with one of the nation's top transfers. According to the Field of 68's Jeff Goodman, Pope will meet with Utah State transfer Great Osabor on Friday after meeting with Drexel transfer Amari Williams on Thursday. More on Great Osabor, the 3-time Colonial Athletic Association Defensive Player of the Year, so he had that attached to his name as well. Williams has Williams has the, so he's a 3-time defensive player of the year. Williams has the Wildcats in his final 3, will take an official visit to Lexington this weekend. So he'll be on campus this weekend. I doubt we see him leave Lexington without committing. He's ranked number 62 in the transfer portal. And then Osabor, meanwhile, is ranked as the number 5 transfer after averaging 17.7 points per game, 9 rebounds, 2.8 assists, and 1.4 blocks per game with 15 double-doubles in helping the Aggies to a 28-7 overall record and a 14-4 mark in the Mountain West Conference as Utah State advanced to the second round of the 2024 NCAA tournament before falling to top-seeded Purdue. He's a 6'8", 250-pound forward. He was named the Mountain West Player of the Year, Newcomer of the Year, and a first-team All Mountain West selection. So there you go. So those are two of the guys that we could be seeing commit to Kentucky sooner rather than later. And I think this goes a long way to calm people down, to settle things. Now that you see Big Mark is not sleep. Big Mark is awake. Big Mark's out there shaking and moving and doing the damn thing. And I, for one, can take a little bit of a breath of fresh air and say we are going to have a basketball team. Not that we weren't. I mean, your main doom and gloomers, and you can throw me in here if you want, your main doom and gloomers were like, we're going to roll out there next year, maybe without a team, maybe all walk-ons, maybe the whole tryouts on campus. That doesn't appear to be the case anymore. Jeremy Roach, a little update on him. It was reported that it's going to be Baylor in the lead for him at the moment, so we have a little little Baylor lead. That stings a little bit, especially since Scott Drew was in the running to be the coach at Kentucky, declined the opportunity. That would have been nice. But alas, I'm not doing it. I'm going back. I'm being nice again. I'm not being mean or nasty or I'm not being a stick in the mud. I'm being happy. Now, there aren't any updates that I have seen anyway as far as Jaden Quaintance is concerned with him being on campus. And yes, I see a detox on Twitter, mid-major pickup with the hands clapping. Yes, yes, yes. How about this detox? He said the freshmen were too young to play and to make a difference. You got a 16-year-old on campus today that your entire fan base is falling all over themselves, as they should. He's a very, very good player, McDonald's All-American. But how about that, Tox? Maybe PK's going to go and do it the Calipari way and get a bunch of freshmen in there. How about that? You had a mid-major say no to you yesterday, too. So there's that. But here's the problem again. The recruiting smack talk isn't as fun anymore. It just isn't. It's not as fun anymore. We're all swimming in the same waters here. Duke's swimming in the same waters. Kentucky, Louisville, Kansas even will probably get some of these mid-major dudes. North Carolina. I mean, it is what it is. It's just the new college basketball look, and I got to get used to it. By the way, John Calipari and Arkansas haven't heard too much from their end of things about people that they think will be joining his team. Okay. Oh, it looks like let's see here. News here from Corey Smith. Mike James gets a crystal ball to NC State. So it looks like Kevin Keats is taking all the good players from Louisville last year. Brandon Huntley Hatfield is already there. Mike James looks like he's going to be heading to NC State to join his former teammate as well, as Kevin Keats comes off a Final Four there as well. So let's go ahead. And James, 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. James, any news on the text line? Anybody saying anything? What's the deal, James? What's the deal today?
Yeah, I forwarded them all to you.
Okay. Oh, you forwarded them too. Look at you. You are a rock star.
One day
I love
get
it.
To download the app, so you know.
I just don't want it on the phone. Look, here we go. I just got a text from Andy. Rig buying into mid majors. I was wrong, is what I said. Tox sent that to me, so they're sending it to Andy, and Andy forwarded it to me. All right, here we go. 437-968 UPS Jobs text line. Again, thanks you, James. Gooby Gooby is popcorn. There's popcorn called Gooby Gooby? How about that? We need to get Max some Gooby Gooby popcorn. Send it some my way. Okay, there's a lot coming in. Texter, glad to see you take a chill pill and realize how silly you sounded the last few days. He's had the job for 5 days. Show me anyone who can fill a roster in 5 days and a new job. You're right. Look, I was being unreasonable. I had to retrain my brain. You know, yeah. I mean, how many of you out there have seen the movie A Clockwork Orange? Okay, there's the famous scene where Alex is, you know, he goes to prison because he's a violent criminal, and he goes to prison and he becomes he's in an experiment where they're going to retrain the criminal's brain to, whenever the criminal thinks violent thoughts, they become ill. So what they do is they brainwash Alex by clipping his eyeballs open and show him a bunch of violent scenes on a big movie screen, and eventually Alex is, quote, rehabilitated. So whenever Alex goes out and has those criminal intuitions to break the law or do something violent or commit a crime, he becomes ill and he physically can't do it because his body and his brain are trained to not do that anymore. Well, spoiler alert for a movie from the 70s, Alex gets attacked by a former victim of his, and he gets beaten severely, and he actually sues the company that performed the experiment on him, and they have to undo everything they did to Alex and remove all of the brainwashing and recalibrate and rehabilitate him. I need to be rehabilitated and recalibrated. How about that? I have to get the John Calipari way of thinking out of my brain. So I need to be rehabilitated. I need to be rehabbed. So that's what I'm doing right now. So there you go, Texter. That's what's going on with me. Texter, is anyone saying that there's a game-changing play player or just that. It's hilarious that he chose Louisville over his former Kentucky, former coach and the University of Kentucky. No, I'm not saying, no one said he was a game-changing player. I said he's a fine player. Congratulations. He's not playing on your team this year. Good for you. Texter, spin it, big rig, spin it as fast as you need to make yourself feel better. Texter, oh, we can get you back riled up rig. Oh, I know you can. It's not hard to do that. Texter, is still a week and a half before the portal closes. I'm not worried. Yeah, there's plenty. Texter, Rick Clown, G League, Ignite coaches like a year ago. Oh, how BBN has fallen. Who are your coaches? You have like one College of Charleston coach on your staff. Has PK assembled a staff, James? Do you know? I don't know who's on the staff. Who's on the staff?
He's got all Charleston. He brought his whole staff.
Oh, I brought the whole Charleston staff. Okay. Well, so I clown G League Ignite coaches. I guarantee you clown a College of Charleston coach or something equivalent. So pipe down there, big boy. Texter, you'd be making fun of these assistant coach hires if they were hired by Louisville. No. Texter, have you backed off the ledge? Yeah, I feel good now. Texter, you're still focused on high school and G League connections for your assistant coach to get you excited. It's not about that anymore, but keep living in those one-and-done streets. I'm not living in the one-and-done streets, but it's important to also get high school players. I know portal's the main thing, but you got to get two or three of them into developing your program. We want 3-4-year players to develop in the program. You do that by getting high school players. You still have to get those guys. Okay, I'm stopping. I'm nice. I'm nice today. James, I'm nice today. James, you hear that? I'm nice today.
Yeah, I hear it. We'll see.
Texter, James, remember when you used to make fun of U of L for getting those types of kids? Yes, and times have changed. As Lachlan McClain has said, the data has changed. James Black, you mark all of this humbling from one big Rick Striebel. Texter, and it's okay, Rick. We all have those nights on Twitter. Mark is getting hot. Yes, he is. He's heating up. That slider's looking good. And last one, Texter, so you're saying Pope is basically doing the same thing you made fun of Louisville for doing under the past coaching staffs, quietly offering everybody that's good in the portal and sees what sticks. Again, because he has to. He has no players. He has zero. He had zero players on his team. He has to do that. He has to. And again, maybe I was wrong. It's the new look college basketball. All right, 437-9680, keep texting in. Again, we're live at 812-HIMP for their biggest sale of the year. 25% off your entire order. All you have to do is say, and I have to remind myself of the catchphrase of the code word so you don't get left out, okay? I don't want you coming in here or at 502-HIMP. Don't forget to say 420 fun. That's right, 420 fun. All right, on the other end, we'll get Max Godbein here. Jonathan Littner will call in and talk about what's going on at Lynn Family Stadium. Great opportunity for fans. Before we do that, let me tell you about my friends over at Tri-State Men's Health. That's right, Tri-State Men's Health. Erectile dysfunction, that's an issue that plagues thousands, millions of men in this country and all around the world. But good news, there is help. There's light at the end of the tunnel. ED can be a relationship destroyer. It can lead to divorce. It can cause depression. It can cause a guy to feel like he's lesser than. And look, I get the psychology of it, right? You don't want to admit that there's something wrong. It can attack your manhood. It can attack your masculinity or whatever you want to put it. You don't want to go and admit that you're lacking in certain areas, specifically in the bedroom. But it's okay because there are plenty of guys out there that are in the same boat as you. And you could all go to a place that will help you, that will give you treatments where the pills and the herbals fail, and that's Tri-State Men's Health. That's right, they have treatments with success rates 90% or more. Some treatments can even have you lasting more than an hour. So how about that? 6 locations, Cincinnati, Dayton, 2 locations in Columbus, Ohio. You have the Louisville location and the new location in Northern Kentucky. Go ahead and schedule a consult with them today. You have an initial visit of $99. Includes a medical consult with a licensed medical provider. They'll do your testosterone test, a PSA test, and if medically advised, they'll give you a test dose right there in the office. And if it doesn't work, that $99 fee is waived and it's free. They have an expert staff, and if you're like a lot of men, you could be having sex the next day after your appointment. Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Yes, you can.
I cannot.
And you will.
You're listening to the Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
All right, welcome back into the show. We're out here at 812 Hemp. Come say hello or hang out with our friend Wilson, who will help you out. If you have any questions about any of the products, Wilson will point you in the right direction. I've been in here many times before with Wilson. He always is very knowledgeable. He knows what he's talking about. He points me in the right direction, so he'll do the same with you. Tonight, inside Churchill Downs, 6 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7, immediately following the show as they get you ready for Derby 150, and then the Louisville football spring game, 6:30 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville, and then Reds versus Angels on ESPN 680 at 7 p.m. Tonight. So there you go. Hello, Max Godby. How are you?
Good, good. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Did you sleep through the storms last night?
Yeah, I didn't even.
I didn't hear one storm.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning, and my wife was like, man, those storms are terrible. And I'm like, huh? And she's like, there was hail hitting the house. The wind was wicked, like thunder, lightning, the whole nine yards. I was like, what time was this? She's like, 2 a.m., 3 a.m., something like that. And I was like, no, honey, I was out. I was dreaming about you'll like this, Max. I was dreaming about I witnessed a drug deal. I was a snitch. I was a narc. I went and I told the police, and the drug dealers tried to put a hit out on me, but I outsmarted them and I escaped, and they all went to jail, and I was a hero. That was my dream last night.
You know, it's one of my biggest pet peeves.
What's that?
When people tell me about their dreams.
Really? You don't like that?
I hate hearing that.
Really? Well, I'm interested by it.
This is the biggest clash in my marriage, because my wife loves to tell me about every dream that she has.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay, you spent 5 minutes talking about a dream that didn't happen. It has no impact on our reality.
Right.
Thank you while I'm trying to drink my first cup of coffee of wasting my time. It's like, oh, busted a drug deal.
I did.
Well, you didn't. You did.
I did.
You were hallucinating in your sleep.
I was hallucinating in my sleep. But maybe in your sleep you go to an alternate reality.
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Have you ever heard of the pineal gland?
I have.
Okay.
It's a bad theory.
It could be releasing things in like when you're sleeping. It's the spirit molecule, DMT.
No.
Wilson knows what's up. Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So then that brings up another thing.
Yeah.
So how God is able to speak through some people through dreams. So
yeah, absolutely.
You think of Joseph when he was asleep. It was okay to be wed to Mary. You think of.
And the other Joseph, the Technicolor dream code, he advised Pharaoh on the famine.
Correct.
And God spoke to him through dreams.
Yes.
Yes.
And so that spiritual awakening, that spiritual reality that God uses to open people's minds to be able to communicate to them,
mm-hmm.
he's communicating to you, Strebel, you could possibly bust up a drug deal.
That's right. He's given me the courage to do so, Max. To speak my mind.
Have you seen that meme of Michael Scott when he's wearing the fanny pack? And he's got the.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's you and God.
And I'm Michael Scott.
Yes. When it comes to your dream.
Oh, I love
if
that.
If that's the case.
It's a great image. I wish I had that haircut at one point. I never had a mullet growing up. And I grew up in, like, prime mullet time. Mm-hmm. My brother had one when he was younger. He didn't have a choice. My parents made him have it.
Him have a mullet?
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't cut it like the back of his hair. He had this like long curly hair. My mom thought it was.
Were they like you have to wear a mullet, or it was I don't have the money to cut the back half of your hair?
No, his hair grew in like his hair was naturally curly, and so the waterfall in the back was naturally curly. My mom loved his hair like that, so she just let it, so they cut the front of his hair. She loved the curls in the back, so she just let it go. And my dad had a mullet too, but his was by choice. He was like that cool. Awesome. Yeah, he was like cool. You've met my father.
Yes.
Yeah. Now imagine my dad as a mullet.
I mean, you'd
see
perfect.
That totally
it's perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
It fits perfectly.
Yeah. So, but there you go. But yeah, I don't know how he got to that to mullets, dreams to mullets. But it's good to see you, my friend. What do you think about now? You were all in on Popey Boy. You still like Popey Boy? Popey Boy's now making some moves.
He's making big moves.
He's making big moves.
The
biggest moves.
Best players in the country, best coaching staff in the country. Let's go.
That's
former
right.
Former head coaches now to help him on that staff as well. I mean, it's
– That's perfect. What you need.
Yes.
And now John Calipari has the same thing.
That's not the same.
Oh, it is the same. Kenny Payne's head coach,
same.
Baby.
That's not the same.
Associate
yeah,
head
let's
coach,
talk about
KP.
Associate head coach.
How about that?
First of all, one of the things I wanted so bad
yeah.
that I wanted – so bad to happen was for Calipari stay another year, bring Kenny Payne back on at UK.
Oh, you mean you both.
And then get kicked out of the Louisville game. So Kenny Payne had to coach out the rest of the game.
No, that you're 100% right.
That's what think of all the things that Calipari robbed us of. That was the biggest thing he robbed us of. That would have been better than a national championship.
Man, you may be right. That's a strong argument there to have Kenny Payne beat Pat Kelsey in Rupp Arena. That would have been amazing.
Yes.
You're absolutely you're right. He robbed us of that. The only hope we have is I don't think Louisville will face Arkansas. Maybe in the SEC ACC challenge. They have the SEC ACC challenge. Maybe we'll have a Louisville versus oh, yes. That's what we need, Max. That's what we need. We need Louisville to play Arkansas in the SEC ACC challenge and have Calipari get kicked out of the game and Kenny Payne beat Pat Kelsey. The dream's still alive, Max. The dream is still alive.
So, but it's not the same.
No, you're right. It's not the
not
same.
The same.
It's not the same as Rupp Arena. You're right. I agree with you. It isn't the same. But we still have the possibility that this can occur, that this can happen in some situation, or even the Yumps there. Oh, if it had the Yumps there, it'd be even better. Max, can you imagine that if all these Yum Center people are out there, go Cards, go Cards, and they're up by like 15, and Cal's like, he's like, oh, Kenny, KP, come here. I'm going to get
doing
kicked
the
out.
The Cal kick out, yes.
Yeah, I'm going to get kicked out, okay? You can coach the rest of the game. And he goes up, and he goes up to Doug Shouse, and he calls him a big fat baby or something like that, and he goes and big Doug Shouse goes, you're out of here, and he kicks him out. And Kenny Payne's coaching, drawing up these plays, and Little Fair's like, where have those plays been? That he didn't use these plays when he was here.
He was
the plant. He's a UK plant.
Strebel. If that happens and Cal gets kicked out, Louisville will come back and win.
No. This is the new KP. He's back in his element.
Yeah, only by one.
Only by one.
Speaking of ejections, did you see the baseball Oregon player that got kicked out of the baseball game?
No, I didn't see that.
I think it was at 3A level. The organist, they awful botch call by the ump.
The organist got kicked.
The organist started playing Three Blind Mice.
They threw him out.
Yeah, they threw him out.
They do that ballpark across
right
the country.
You talk about full dictator, just consumed with power.
Power trip.
Consumed with power. Kicks out the organist, and he says, no more music for the rest of the night.
What? Now, I'm going to put this on a tee for you. Where should that umpire ultimately work?
Well, now I'm going to botch it. Now I'm nervous.
NCAA! Power trip. Doesn't really know what he's doing. Wants to be a dictator. NCAA!
I was going to say Angel Hernandez is like right-hand man or something.
Well, Angel Hernandez. Hello, Tanner. How are you?
Honestly.
I'm doing good. I'm just on the board for a little bit while James does something.
Oh, okay. John Littner will call in about 2 minutes. Just if with the phone rings, it's Littner.
Sounds good.
Baseball officiating at the NCAA level, though, is actually pretty good right
now. It really isn't bad. No, I agree with that.
It's good. It's the one group of officials that's actually good.
Wow, how about that? Now, Mark Blankenbaker didn't think so when Kentucky was beating Louisville's rump earlier
this
week.
That's just because Kentucky owns their poverty program.
That's right, yeah, 17-13, let's go Mingyon.
Now, but, no defense whatsoever in that
No. I did have a Louisville follower actually say to me on Twitter, first to 15 wins, and I was like, well, and that ended up being the case of 17-13. It was like, that dude was almost dead on. But yeah, I mean, Blankenbaker said, that strike zone's the size of an Acorn whenever Louisville's up there pitching, and I'm like, oh, or whenever they're batting, I'm like, come on now. Let's go blank. Let's
Everyone knows that when UK is playing, UK will always get preferential treatment when it comes to officiating.
Yeah, always.
Every sport.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
when Louisville sucks at something, it's the official's fault.
I mean, it was well known how much officials loved John Calipari.
Adored him.
They still love John Calipari. They're going to love him in Arkansas. They've loved him his entire career. So
Doug Shouse would cry, just weep at Cal, and be like, Cal, don't make me kick you out.
Please, Cal, don't.
Don't do it.
don't Cal, make me do this.
I'm sorry, little one.
You're out of here. Now, Rick Bozich, obviously, Max is. It's Littner time. Okay, let's go. We have a big to do this weekend at Lynn Family Stadium. Jonathan Littner, how you doing, my friend? Good talking to you on a Friday as usual.
Yeah, I mean, great weather. I just got down to the stadium to set up for tomorrow, and I mean, we've got a record crowd coming for the racing game and for Thunder, and you know, I don't know. I always enjoy the practice day or whatever. It's a little bonus with the planes down here, and I had to crack up too because I was leaving our office, and you know, I think when you're from out of town and you don't really know what's going on, I could see the players from the other team that were playing tomorrow practicing, like looking up at the sky, like what's going on. So it's always an interesting dynamic, but yeah, it's exciting time of year to be in Louisville, and I think we're going to have a pretty incredible event here tomorrow.
Yeah, that's awesome. So it is sold out, Jonathan. So no more tickets. It's going to be a record crowd.
It's not sold out yet.
Okay. Okay.
We have a few seats left, and we're also selling GA, general admission Thunder tickets. So if you go to LynnFamilyStadium.com or RacingBlueFC.com, it's not too late, but we are kind of talking about when to cut this thing off here.
Okay, there you go. So, folks, if you're listening and you don't have any plans for Thunder, or you want to do something to where you have bathroom access, concessions access, beer access, and you don't have to fight the crowds, Lynn Family Stadium is the perfect venue for that. Perfect view right there, downtown in New Lou, that area over there. Absolutely perfect. So what things do you all have planned other than Racing Lou? I guess let's start with Racing Lou. Number one, who are they playing? Number two, what time does the game begin?
Yeah, so we're playing a club called Utah Royals. They are new to the league, or sort of like they were in the league and now they've come back this year. So this will be the first time Racing's played against them. That game kicks off at 5:00. And then after the game and between the fireworks, we've got this, they're calling it live karaoke. So you can actually sign up to sing a song if you get selected with a live band on the stage that we have here. So I'm very interested to see how good or bad that might go for some people. And then, fireworks at 9:30. And I think the best part about, you know, in addition to all the other stuff that you mentioned about, you know, doing this at Lynn Family Stadium, is we are not closing the gates here until midnight. You know, if you go back to 2022, which I think they said was like the biggest Thunder crowd ever, you know, the traffic takes about an hour, hour and a half to clear out of this area. But if you want to stay here, grab another beer, you know, we do wristbands for re-entry. So say you go down to the waterfront to watch the fireworks, come back up to the stadium, you do not have to sit in traffic. So I think that's the biggest perk of coming to a place like this where, you know, you have that re-entry option.
That is awesome. So you get the extra time there. You don't close the gates until midnight. So instead of fighting traffic, you can hang out and enjoy some brews, enjoy the company of the people around you. That's an awesome perk. I mean, the number one thing for me that deters me from going to Thunder, Jonathan, is the traffic, is getting home. And if you offer that where you have a place to stay while the traffic clears out, I mean, that's an absolute game changer. Now, back to the karaoke, Jonathan. So you have a live band. Now my interest has been piqued with this. You have a live band karaoke. That's absolutely amazing. Any chance we see Jonathan Littner out there singing some tunes while you know, pre-Thunder over Louisville?
I will be wearing the credential tomorrow. I'll be in official capacity. I do know our Twitter admin has been talking about this, and she's like, I don't know, I'll be too busy. And I'm like, no, I think we can free up some time, because I think she'd embarrass herself a little bit. But I think there's probably anybody who goes up there. I'm just amazed at this band. They feel like they can, you just say what song you want to play and they feel like they can play it. So I've never seen anything like that.
It's a lot of confidence. I'm not very musically inclined. Yeah, I'm not very musically inclined. So
now, Max, are you now? If you were going out there, and would you do the karaoke?
Oh gosh, no.
You wouldn't do it.
No, I'm an awful singer.
Does this really? I mean, that's it's going to take a lot of confidence for someone to go up there. That's thousands of people out there, and you're in a soccer stadium.
Okay, well let's get one thing straight. I mean, Jonathan, when does this take place? During the night?
This is supposed to start after the game. So game's at 5. This would be 7-ish.
Okay.
7-ish after 9.
After the game. So the beer goggles and kind of the beer has run its course a little bit. So
yeah.
There's some faux confidence that's being built in.
Oh, absolutely.
So this isn't just the heart of the strength of men. This is a little under the influence of karaoke a little bit. So let's set the tone just a little bit.
That's a great point. Now, where is this located, Jonathan? Is this where exactly is this karaoke site?
So we're going to set up a stage. We call it the fan zone. If you've ever been to the stadium,
right.
Kind of like I would say the open end. We got a stage out there, but I think this is going to maybe play over the speakers, but wow. I guess not too often anybody gets to sing to a crowd of 10,000 or more. So
wow.
Like I said, this could go one of two ways for a lot of people.
So is there going to be Rotten Tomatoes available post-game?
I can make no guarantees on that.
That's a perfect diplomatic answer.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, before we let you go, what's the update on Lou City FC? What's the update on Lou City?
Yeah, they won their midweek U.S. Open Cup game. Back to league play tomorrow. They're out of town. They play at 4. Racing plays at 5. So I imagine a lot of folks in the stands will be keeping tabs on that one tomorrow. And then they had the U.S. Open Cup draw yesterday. I don't know how this is supposed to be geographical, but they somehow drew us against Seattle. So the team that's going to be the Wednesday after Derby goes out to play Seattle Sounders for Major League Soccer in the round of 32. So, big stakes there. That's the type of stage that we do not often get to play on. So that'll be an exciting one for Lou City.
Hey, Jonathan, on that as well, for the normie norms of soccer, can you kind of explain what that means and kind of what is next for Lou City in that cup?
Yeah. So the U.S. Open Cup, it's considered essentially U.S. soccer's national championship every year. And I would compare it to – it's actually the NBA that kind of copied soccer with the idea – remember their in-season tournament that they did?
Yeah.
That's essentially what we're doing, except that – if you think about it, it's not just us playing. It's not just one league. It's every soccer league in America, and there's actually amateur teams that start in this competition. And you advance and advance and advance, and you get to this round, and that's where the MLS teams come in. So, it would be like a team from maybe Conference USA, something like that, going to Alabama and and seeing what they're made of, right? Except I would say that we're not the regular Conference USA team. We're more like if you were going to look at football last season, we're James Madison. I think where we're like, I think we can probably hang with just about anybody. And so, of all the teams in the USL Championship, which is our league, for Seattle to get, they're probably like, this is the tough one for us. So we'll see what happens. It's a midweek thing too. You never know if we're going to put our number one team out there, if they're going to put their number one team out there, because there are priorities when you get to the league on the weekend. So a lot of times why you see the bigger team prevail in these situations is we may say we need to win that league game on the weekend, or that's a home game. We need to prioritize that. So always a little bit of a chess match.
Well, fantastic. Good luck tomorrow. Luckily for you, Jason Entz is in Italy, so he won't be running that gambling ring in your press box during Thunder. So you dodged a bullet there, Jonathan.
Well, it's going to save a lot of people up here money if they listen to him, so that's good to hear.
All right, Jonathan, yes. Man. Take care. Enjoy tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. What a deal that is. We'll talk to you next week, buddy. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the time. Thank you, guys.
All right. Jonathan Lintner there, Lou City FC Racing Lou. If I didn't have baseball tournaments tomorrow, Max, I would love to be out there. That sounds like an absolute blast.
I'm so mad that I'm not going.
Yeah. It's just baseball gets in the way again. I'm kidding.
We're going to – what I need to do is just take your baseball schedules and just line them up and like, all right, this is
the Saturday.
Non-negotiable. We're going out there. And we're gonna get you all Lucidied up. I legit just got in the mail about a week ago.
Oh,
a new Hawaiian T-shirt that is straight purple.
Oh, that's awesome! There you go. You'll be ready to go.
It's gonna be a little bit warmer. Traditionally, I wear a long long sleeve purple shirt
right
for the games. But this time, I'm like, nah. For the summer this year, I'm not gonna sweat in that long sleeve again. It's like I'm gonna wear something a little bit more breezy, a little bit more summer friendly.
I love it. There we go. I used to have a Lou City scarf that I got when I did the show up there one time, and they gave me a Racing Lou scarf. I'll see if I can dig that up. Maybe I'll wear a scarf. Me, you, and Ince will have scarves on, purple shirts. We'll have the whole nine yards. It'll be fantastic. Now, update here on Jaden Quaintance. This is from Caleb Benson at the CB1_TheFiend. Former top UK commit down to three schools, Arkansas, Louisville, Missouri, currently at Louisville right now. Hearing NIL is the major factor in the deciding factor between these schools. So we'll see what goes on there. Okay, so NIL, I mean, we heard the report yesterday that Jerry Jones will double anybody's NIL NIL packages, so we'll see. All right, texters, we'll read some text here before we take a break. Texter, Rig, we have got to stop the hypocrisy. We're settling for things that we criticize Cal for. Hiring Fox, who is not much over 500 as a coach, because he was friends with him. We slammed Cal for Bruiser, Barbie, and Chuck Martin. I didn't slam him over Chuck Martin. I don't know. I said Chuck Martin was a good hire. I still think Chuck Martin was a good hire. We said we needed bigs who can stretch the floor, but Amari Williams is a non-shooter. Who are we wild about? Texter, love you, big guy. I love you, too. Texter, James, your blood pressure is up and you are sweating because you know Pat Kelsey is about to beat the brakes off of UK for the next 28 years. Damn, 28 years. Man, how long is he going to stay there? Wow. I hope I'm alive in 28 years, if we're all being honest here. But in the trust tree, Texter, what about Fierro considering Arkansas thought he didn't like Cal? We'll get to that later. Texter, Popcorn Gooby is who Biden beat up. Texter. No, that was Corn Pop.
It's
Corn Pop who Biden beat up. Texter, Big Rig, fans aren't reasonable. You were showing passion last night. The naysayers are, can't repeat that word. Texter, 10 of the 15 players on the three-team All-American teams were mid-majors who transferred to Power 5 schools. Exactly. See, now we're all on the same page here. I'm finally on part. I'm on board with this. Let's go. Texter, oh, the Clockwork Orange analogy was hilarious. LOL, the Clockwork Orange analogy was hilarious. Thank you. A great movie. I mean, it's not an easy movie to watch. I mean, it is ultra violent, but the book is even better. But it's hard to read because they're in that weird dialect where they call their friends droogies and stuff like that. But it's, Anthony Burgess is the author. Great book. Love the book. All right. Let's take a break again. Live out here at 812 Hemp. We've got a lot of people coming in and out. If you say 420 fun, you get 25% off of your entire order here. That's where we are for the duration of the show. And then, hey, it's warm outside. If you're clicking on that AC and it's not doing what you want it to do, it's not blowing out that cold air, or it's not working at all, call the experts that I trust. That's at BJ Heating and Cooling. I have one of those factory authorized Bryant AC systems outside of my house. It works great. I absolutely love it. We've had it on now for about 2 weeks and no issues at all. But I know if there is an issue, I can call BJ Heating and Cooling. They'll come out there. They have that 0% financing for 3 years with approved credit. They have free estimates. Also, they have the free second opinions. BJ Heating and Cooling are locally and family owned, celebrating 40 years of serving Kentuckiana. Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling, BJHeatCool.com.